Blog Talk Radio.
Much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I hope that everyone, and this is Mary Hollis, your host and director of the next chapter of Widows Ministry. I hope that you all had a wonderful Memorial weekend. Mine was the best, but very tiring, one of the best weekend I've had in a long time because I met for the first time in person, my 8-year-old little granddaughter. They came from LA and they're still here. My daughter is pretty much busy with her downstairs because my son and his wife decided to go out tonight. And so we are all babysitting, but I've been babysitting since they came in on Friday afternoon. And my son was in a wedding. So you know that different things goes on during the wedding. You know, the wedding rehearsal. It's like John Lewis said, good trouble. Well, it's good tired. I'm tired because I have not had to take care of a little 8-year-old, a little busy one too, in a long time because my other two grandkids is 8 and 5 years old. But to be able to play with her and laugh and different things. She's a good girl. She had to get cheating at me for a little while. But after a little while, she got Nana. I mean, she got Nana by her, I can't even think of it right now. But anyway, we've been having a great time together because they were gone Saturday and Sunday. The wedding was on Sunday. So I had to take care of an 8-month-old, little busy little girl, but we had a great time because for the first time I saw her in person. We saw our FaceTime and pictures and stuff like that, but that in person was different. And she loves to laugh and play. So, and she's trying to walk. She is brave enough to stand up by herself. She's not making any step forward or anything like that, but she likes to stand up and then she walks around the furniture, and she just loved playing and laughing. And I enjoyed every bit of it. And today, both my son and daughter-in-law was working. They both in the computer, technical work. And they had their laptop in different rooms, and they worked all day, so I had to babysit all day. So this is the third day I'm babysitting. But yesterday, on Memorial Day, we all got together. It's a small group, 10 of my immediate, my children and their grand, their children, and a few other friends, but it was only a total of 10 of us. But we had a great time. We had good food. And they, we just really had a great time, because being able to be in our presence and then not having to wear a mask, because we all were vaccinated. Everybody except the little ones were not vaccinated, but we were all, and we were able to enjoy ourselves and laugh and reminiscing and dance and whatever. We just had a great time, and I'm still having a good time. A little exhausting because, you know, when you get a little bit older, you don't have the energy level that you would normally have when you were younger. And I'm getting up there and really, you know, taking her up the stairs and stuff. It's my back is aching a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? It's all good. All good. But I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world, because I didn't know whether I was going to see her until she was 1 year old. But God worked it out where he came to be in a wedding, and so the whole family came, and they're here for a whole week. But as of tomorrow, they go over to the other in-laws, that are my daughter-in-law's parents, which lives in Canton. So they'll be there starting tomorrow until they leave on Sunday. So we have to split up the time. But I've enjoyed my time, and I just wanted to mention that because it was absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But like I say, a little bit tiring because of trying to keep up with her and all that stuff. But I hope that each one of you had something special that you enjoyed about your Memorial weekend. And I know I saw on Facebook, I don't know if she's on the air, but she turned 75, and her name is Fanny. Fanny Lindley, and her son gave her a great surprise. I mean, picked her up in a stretch limo. And they all wore white, and she was taken out to dinner. She also said that town Atlanta in that stretch after they had dinner, came back to the house, and she had a beautiful birthday cake, but with beautiful pictures on Facebook. So I'm not sure if you're on the air, Fanny, but I wished you happy birthday on the Facebook page, and I'm so happy that you had a wonderful time. And your son, you were very blessed by what your son did for you over the weekend. It was such a blessing. And I'm sure Dad, Heavenly Father, would be very proud of what happened this past weekend, and making me very happy. So I hope that somebody else, I know my sister is from South Carolina, she's on the online. I haven't had a chance to talk to her in the last 2 days because a little busy one. I know she had relatives. Her daughter came. I'm sure that son came too, that always shows up, surprise her. So I'm hoping that she had a wonderful time too. Didn't have time to talk much. I sent her some pictures, but I was just busy with a little busy bee. And so I am hoping that each one of you did something special happen in your life during this holiday. All good, nothing negative. But anyway, and I'm sure that you, the part that you probably wasn't pleasant is thinking about your loved one that's not there, wasn't there. But just knowing that he or she is in the heavenly bound, which with our Father, and one day we're going to join them one day. And it seems like it's going to be sooner than later because the things that are happening in this world, you know, I don't even want to turn on the news anymore because there's so much killing and things that you never heard about that people are doing. So really, if it's sooner, I don't care. If I can take all my, hoping that all my family can be up there with me and with you all, hey, it's all right. Because it's scary sometimes. It's really scary. Even though that we have faith in God, we still have fear because of the things that goes on in the world right now. So I don't look, I will turn on the news just to sort of see what's going on, just a little bit of it. But I can't watch it, the entire news, because it's just too much sadness, too much killing. Just things that people are doing that they never did before. And I'm sure that you're saying that. But if you are one that loves the news, look at one news after another, you might want to stop some of it because it's depressing. And, you know, and sometimes it brings fear in you. So be very careful. But tonight we're going to talk about hope. But I wanted to spend that time, and I wish I could click on each one of your numbers and see what you have to, what you experience, but it will take a long time, and I know some of you might not be ready to speak. So I am going to leave that alone tonight. But Jesse Jackson would say, keep hope alive. The Lord is good to those who hope in him, to those who seek him. Lamentations 3:25. Hope is amazing. It can grow and strive even in the worst circumstances. And an example, a prisoner of war suffered brutal abuse at the hands of his captor, but they could not break his spirit or rob him of hope that one day he will be free again. It's hope that keeps us moving forward, always looking for a better day. Hope is a God's gift. Thank you by placing your hope in him. He is profoundly faithful. So yes, God is definitely faithful, and we must keep our hope in him. Hope for what you do not see. Eager wait for it with press among the five senses. Sight is often the one that people value the most. I create, this is what Jesus says. I created the world. Glorious, beautiful, and I want you to appreciate beauty when you see it. However, even more beneficial than sight is hope, which it is itself the kind of vision. It enables you to see through the eyes of your heart things that are not yet. Yes, getting back. When we pray, we are hoping that God will answer our prayer. When we pray, we are believing that what we are praying for is going to come to pass. When we pray and we're praying for others, we are hoping that those friends, family, or individuals are going to get better, whatever the situation is, that things are going to work out. So that's hope. You're hoping that. We're hoping that God will do those things, and also believing that God will do those things for us. So having the faith in God, having the hope that he will do this, and the belief that, yes, he will. He, just like he said, believe in him. Stand on his promises. So we must believe. Faith, hope, and belief is so important. That expresses faith, hope, and charity. Yes. Getting back to the message, The most stunning example of this hope of heaven, your ultimate destiny is to share in my glory. This is my promise to you, secure through my finished work on the cross and my resurrection. Well, he proved himself to us. He proved the love that he had for us by going on, you know, being on the cross. And because, you know, that's a lot of suffering. So we have to believe that he loved us to go through all of those trials and tribulations, suffering that he did. So we should have no problem hoping and believing, having faith that he's going to do just that. Now, everything that we pray for is not going to be put on a plate and say, oh, I want this, and he's going to dish it out. He provides. He makes sure he provides our daily needs. Now, I'm sure sometimes he goes way and beyond and do other things, but some things he will not answer our prayer because of sometimes we don't need that. Sometimes not best for us. Practice hoping for things you do not see, both for this life and the next. Ask me to guide you, to guide you into hopes and dreams that are in line with my will. Train your eyes of your heart to see these blessings while praying for my will is to be done fully and only. Discipline yourself to wait eagerly. We must wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen our heart. Yes, sometimes it's hard to wait eagerly. Sometimes when we pray, we want things to happen now, tomorrow, but not next week or next month and right away. And most of the time he does. You know, our faith is what's so important, because when we pray, we're going to believe that God is going to work it out. And he doesn't always work it out in our way, but he will work out what's best for us. And sometimes it's amazing how he answers our prayer. I mean, he has blown me away as far as something. Something happened in December. That was so amazing. There was a prayer that was, COVID was very, was more cases and death during the month of December. And a family member was going on a trip. And I was really didn't want those two family members to go on that trip. And really, things were serious back in December. And then after praying, and I had my prayer partner praying with me, I'm not going to go into detail who it was, God, the two of us prayed about it. We just said we were because of the pandemic and how the serious aware of the COVID-19 back in December, and they were going out of the country, didn't know how the other country did things as what we did. It was very serious then. So we prayed together, and after 24 hours after praying, something happened, stopped them from going on that trip. They didn't know that we were praying about it. Never told them that we were praying about that situation. But they did not go on that trip. And I believe that because God heard our prayer and he knew what could happen between traveling from the airport out of country and back, something could have happened. They could have caught, you know, the COVID-19. That was the immediate request. And that request was given in our behalf in 24 hours. They were not able to go on that trip. And I believe, you know, and the thing to it, my girlfriend called, my prayer warrior called me the next, well, 2 days later. I told her that they did not go on this trip. And she started laughing. I was thinking about that before I even called her. And we laughed because what we prayed for, God heard our prayer and it worked it out. We didn't, and it was a curious way that it was answered. Like, when God answers your prayer, it doesn't always have to be the way you want it done, as long as it gets done. And we laughed and he said, I can't believe, you know, we said, we believe it. But we said, isn't that funny how he went about taking care of our prayer request? And we laughed about it because it was completely a different way that we would think that it would happen. All we did was pray that they would not go. If they did go, that they would be protected from any harm or danger. But when God took care of it, it was so amazing. So it was funny to us, but also thankful, because it was such an odd way that that happened, which caused them not to go on this trip. But see, sometimes God answers those prayers right away. So, and then he doesn't always answer it the way that we want it to be, you know, to answer. So just knowing that God has our best interest. So we have to keep our hope alive. Let me see what else we say here. And it says, remain hopeful and expect as you wait with perseverance. Keep on waiting for those requests. And I'm hoping that someone's request that you ask me for is strength to get you through this journey of grief. Strength to know that the other side, that tunnel, is light. And that you're going to get stronger and stronger every day. God is, you know, the footprints, the poem footprints, how God, the person asked, said, you weren't there for me. And God, you see those second footprints? It was me carrying you. So just knowing that God is there, sometimes he doesn't feel, you don't feel that he's there, but he's right there by your side. So keep the hope alive. Keep hope alive. Always keep hope alive. You know, we always get discouraged. I still get discouraged about certain things, but I tried not to be depressed let things carry go on after 24 hours. I always prayed and said, after 24 hours, I need to get up out of here and to be worrying about the situation or whatever after 24 hours. And I always, you know, and think, I get you some prayer partners, because I have several, but one of my girlfriends, for years, we prayed together about different things. And we, when we pray, we leave it there. We believe that what we're praying for, we leave it there. And God works it out. And you'll see the same thing too. So I'm hoping that if you didn't have a good time for Memorial Weekend, just knowing that God is still there with you. And he's finding ways to comfort you and get you through this long journey. Because I know it's not a short journey. It's a long one. Whenever I, sometimes when I meet a new widow, I talk to a new widow, I let them know it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better. It's going to get better later. But when you first lose someone, it's not going to get better right away. In time, it will. And to be honest, it's going to hurt even more sometimes. Even though you're hurting now, it could hurt even more. But some of you are seasoned, that you've gone through some years, and you see how God has gotten you from one year after another. And just knowing that if you know another widow, reach out and help that widow, stranger or not, neighbor or not, that you never talked to, but you heard about that person lost a loved one. Reach out to them. And because, you know, one thing, when you help someone else, it helps you. It helps you with what you're going through. Continue to keep hope alive. And knowing that God is able, he's able. the things that he has gotten me through, and not just through the time that I lost my husband. There were times when I lived in New York City that when I went to college at night, I got off those subways. I think I had eyes on the back of my head because I used to always, you got to, back then, you know, it wasn't as dangerous, but still it was dangerous, you know, getting, I went to school at night. I worked during the day and went to school at night. And I didn't get out of class until 10 o'clock going because I had faith that God was going to protect me. At the same time, I was still scared because, you know, I was young and, you know, younger, within the 20s. But my hope in God was, you know, my mother raised me very spiritual, was very spiritual at the, such a, really at all my life, you know, growing up. And I saw the things that she went through and how God got her through it. So my faith was formed very early in life. And it got stronger and stronger because I knew God was real because how God got my mother, how things through different things, and how he protected me in New York. He never let anything happen to me. I was in New York. I had things that did occur. But he kept me safe the 8 years I lived there. And I always kept hope that through my mother's faith and what she instilled in me, that I should always keep hope alive and knowing that God is there with you. So I'm sure you've experienced some of the things, your mother, grandmother, but I'm sure all of the things that you have been taught, I'm sure H was one, to keep hope alive, believing that God will get you through this time in your life. It's going to get better where you can laugh, talk about your loved one, and it won't hurt. It becomes a regular story that you're telling. And I hope that you are writing your story so you can have your story in our third book. And we're going to get that started soon, but we're going to give you a little bit more time. So we're going to have another workshop not this month. No, we're supposed to have it. We're getting ready to do it every 2 weeks now. We'll let you know that in advance. I think it's coming up soon. But I want to mention something else. We're doing something special for Father's Day, and I hope that you'll be willing to be a part of it. Father's Day, we did this long time ago, but we did it in person. We have you to get a picture of your husband, son, or whoever, or mother, whoever you want to use for that person that you're, you know, dealing with your loss. To get a picture of them, and we would like to do Zoom, where you can show your picture of your loved one and say maybe a 2 minute comment, dedication about that particular person. And we'll be able to see your handsome husband or whoever it might be, you know, whatever relative, and show that on Zoom and a few minutes to dedicate something precious about that loved one. So we're thinking about that. We'll have more details what we're going to actually do, but just knowing that Father's Day is the third Sunday. Our meeting is the third Saturday, which falls on that same weekend. So we're thinking about doing from 9 to 10 that Saturday morning, dedicating this time to our loved one and having a picture of whoever that you're experiencing that loss right now. So think about that if you want to be a part of it. But we can only do it on Zoom. Because if we didn't do it on freeconferencecall.com, we can't see your loved one. So consider Zoom is easy. I know it can be very troubling, and now I know how to use it really well. But if you want to be a part of, we can help you how to get on Zoom. So you'll be able to give that dedication about your special loved one. And that is all I have tonight. And I'm sorry I went all over the place. I wasn't prepared. I told my daughter, I said, oh, my soul, it's time for me to get ready for the show. Well, I didn't have anything. I went and grabbed my book that I always have my backup, and I'm hoping that talking about hope, that you will continue to have hope in God, that he will get you through all of this in your life. Be blessed and tune in again next week. I'll be more prepared next week. But I hear the little one downstairs. Evidently, for some reason, other than the mother and father, I'm the only other one in the household that she won't cry. When I'm around, she's around me, she doesn't cry. So she's gotten used to me, and we've gotten used to each other. And I got to get ready, put her to bed. But we couldn't put her to bed earlier because we were taking pictures, taking some more pictures of her. So we had her up longer than she's supposed to. But we're going to get her to bed now. She's probably sleepy. That's why she's crying. But have a good evening and the rest of the week. Tune in again next week, same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Love you and be blessed ever.
You won't be